I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And I'm really excited to welcome back to our studio someone who's been here. I don't know. You're probably right up there with most visits to Studio A, Jim. Jim Hall, welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Christine.
Jim is celebrating 50 years in the music biz in Duluth, and wow, what a treat! How lucky we are to have had you for all that time. You got a show coming up on Saturday in celebration of your anniversary, and that's at Sacred Heart Music Center. What time does that start? Do you know, 7:30.
Starts at 7:00.
7:00, okay. And it's going to be you, and then it's going to be you, and as part of Jim's Country Laundry, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about your 50 years and your music and everything, but do you want to start with something here? What do you want to start with?
Sure. Start with a John Prine tune. Some humans ain't human. Some people ain't kind. You open up their hearts, and here's what you find. A few frozen pizzas, some ice cubes with hair, a broken popsicle gets cold down in there. Some humans ain't human, though they walk like we do. They live and they breathe just to turn the old screw. They screw you when you're sleeping, try to screw you blind. Some humans ain't human, some people ain't kind. Might go to church, sit down in a pew. Those humans who ain't human, they'd be sitting right next to you. They talk about your family, and they talk about your clothes, when they don't know their own ass from their own elbows. Jealousy and stupidity don't equal harmony. Jealousy and stupidity don't equal harmony. When you're feeling real good, there's always a pigeon comes and defecates on your hood, and you're feeling your freedom, and the world's off your back, and some old man from Texas starts his own war in Iraq. Some humans ain't human, some people ain't kind. You open up their hearts, they lie through their teeth with their heads up there behind. You open up their hearts, and here's what you find. Some humans ain't human, some people ain't kind.
Do Jim Hall, live from Studio A, doing a John Prine tune, Some Humans Ain't Human, and Humans. And I'm smiling because I love that song, but it's one we can't play because it has a profanity in it. And I had forgotten that till you're halfway through. I'm like, how is he going to handle this? And so you changed it. Thank you. It's such a great song.
It's a miracle song.
Yes, it is. And that is such an amazing song. And and nobody writes songs like John Prine, but a lot of people try. Was he an inspiration to you at all when you were coming up?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I remember first I was living out in California. First heard him and ran out and bought his first record. And learned everyone on there. Mm-hmm. They're all easy.
Mm-hmm. Which is great because his music is so powerful. Like, his songwriting is so powerful. Mm-hmm. But to know that it's also so simple, you know, that you can be so powerful with such a simple thing. That's wonderful. Yeah. And so if you had to think about it, between covers like that and your own music, how many songs would you reckon that you have in your repertoire? You have any idea, any way of guessing that?
Somewhere between 300 and 500 that I remember.
Yeah, that's great. And some that probably have fallen off along the way, but that you knew at one time.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So you have this show coming up, and I was listening back to some previous sessions, and you've been in here many times, and we've talked about your early career. And so a couple of times ago, we were talking about your first band, which you said was Cosmic Puce.
Yeah.
What year was that?
That was 69.
Yeah, that had to be the 60s. That name had to be a 60s band.
Yeah.
And who? And was that here in Duluth?
Yeah.
And who was in that band?
Well, Steve Gustafson was playing bass, and Buck Coons was playing drums, and Reggie, I forget his last name, Wayne, was playing flute, and Reggie's brother was playing guitar, and I was just singing.
Mm-hmm. So your first band, you were just the singer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was the only guy on the block that could sing. So,
how old were you when that band was going on?
I think I was 18.
Oh, okay. So that was like really your first early.
Yeah. Well, actually, before that, it was kind of the same band, but we called it Che. Mm-hmm. We had a different drummer on that band.
Okay.
And
did Cosmic Puce play many shows?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess so. We did enough to pay rent. We all lived in the same house. And I guess one of the first gigs I remember was at the Armory, Battle of the Bands. And we used to open up for bands down there.
Oh, okay. Anyone that you remember? Any in particular names and that you remember opening for?
Geez, I don't know. I think Cottonwood and... Remember Joker's Wild was playing there, Lonnie Knight and those guys. And I can't remember if we opened up for them, if I just went there and danced or what.
So some of the regional bands that were popular at the
time. Yeah, Amazing Uglies.
What? I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah.
That's great. So Cosmic Puce, and then we've talked about some of the many other projects that you've been in. The Pulse was in there.
Yeah, that was in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. The Blue Heelers.
Blue Heelers in the 90s.
And then then you got into Azur du Jour, and that took up a big chunk of your career.
Yeah. Till like 2000, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Played a couple gigs after that. But.
Mm-hmm. So of all these bands, like, did you kind of just play locally? Did you tour much regionally?
Oh, North Dakota and Wisconsin and, close.
Mm-hmm.
And I played out in California, Venice Beach, with the Memphis Marvels.
Oh, okay.
And I think I wrote my first song out there.
And which one was that? Do you remember?
Search.
Oh, I don't know if I know that one. Is that one that still gets played once in a while?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we played it with Azur du Jour, and I think it's on one of my CDs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, here it is. It's right here on Under a Broken Sky. You're right. Yep. Nice. Well, and you've said in the past you're not a really prolific writer.
Yeah.
Like you have a handful of how many songs would you figure that you have that you've written?
I don't know, maybe 15 or 20.
Mm-hmm. Which that's amazing to me because I like your songwriting so much, and to think that there are so few is makes me a little sad. But the one, it's quality over quantity.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, the good ones, in fact, I think all of them, I never really thought about. They just came.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what they were about until after a while. And mm-hmm. I listened to the words and realized there was some sort of message there or something.
Well, and some of them, Beast in the Yard, I just saw you perform that at Sacred Heart for their show and with Al Sparhawk. And yeah. Tell me about that one, because that's one of your best-known tunes, I would have to say, as far as your solo tunes.
Yeah. Well, that's another one that just came. You know, I've always had a thing about the environment and, you know, how industrial stuff kind of is killing us. You know, yeah, so, you know, I don't know if I was really thinking about that, but, yeah, like, Beast in the Yard, that's kind of the industrial thing, and first couple of verses, it's automobiles, and it's credit cards, and,
And did you know, like, when you were writing that, what you were writing about, or was it? That one seems more straightforward, you know.
Yeah, you know, like I say, that's always been on my mind. That, you know, rail against the machine, kind of thing. So that just kind of happens. And for some reason, it all rhymed. I don't know how that happens.
Well, that's a great tune. Always love hearing that one. What do you want to do next for us? I'm just leaving this up to you. You just decide what you want to play today.
I do. I'm still a working man. One of the lines in this I wrote back in the 70s, and never could fit it into a song or anything, and then all of a sudden it fit in this song, so and that's if I could write a song, what would I say in it? It'd have a simple chord so my friends could play in it.
Nice.
Anyway, so yeah, it goes like this. Congo, men, women, and children.
getting confusing. When someone judges someone, you wonder what they've been doing. When the U.S. calls out others for genocide, they forget what they did to the native tribe. Let me die with my working boots on, dreaming my heart in a dream in my drum. Is the sun still right up the moon? Yeah, still free, I'm still working.
That's Jim Hall live from Studio A. Is that one that you've recorded?
You know, the only recording I got is I did it here.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because I don't think that's on your albums. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, it's one of the latest ones.
All right.
I decided not to do any more albums. I don't like all the plastic garbage that it winds up.
Yeah, that's a good point. People do digital now, so...
Yeah.
You might want to...
Well, digital, what is that?
Yeah. I'll explain it all to you after
later, done
with the session. It's a way that people get their music now. Doesn't sound as good, but it's more convenient and doesn't waste plastic.
Uh-huh.
So do you have any other... Have you written any other ones recently that you haven't?
Robot Cowboy...
Oh, yeah, yeah, that one.
And I recorded that up here. That's the only recording of it.
Mm-hmm. It's a great, great, fun tune. Uh-huh. So we stopped at the list of your band names at Azur de Shore, and that was only about halfway through.
Uh-huh.
So let's talk about some of your Spotted Mule. Tell me about that project.
Spotted Mule, yeah.
Was that a very long-lived project, or was that just...
Not really. I think maybe a year or so.
Okay.
Rick Olson and Mike... Matson and Greg Taberzi. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of acoustic. Well, it was acoustic. And yeah, it was fun. But it's hard to feed four people.
That's the trick with bands. It's expensive to pay them all. And then Wet Dog, you did that for a little bit with Jamie Ness, and there was an album that came out of that one.
Uh-huh.
And Red Hat is one of your more recent things. And I love this quote from you. You were in the studio with Red Hat a couple of times ago, and you said, "It's songs I like, and I don't care if anyone else likes them."
Yeah.
So what are songs? I'm just curious about what are examples of songs that you just love and you want to play them? And have you gotten, that you may have gotten negative feedback about, or people have said, why do you want to play that? And you just wanted to do it anyway.
I don't know if I've gotten any real negative feedback from it, but, you know. I like the band and Grateful Dead and stuff like that. Neil Young.
As a performer, have you ever spent a lot of time thinking, all right, I got to tailor this show to, you know, I got to play these songs and not play these songs? Or have you just kind of done what you are moved by?
Sometimes you can just read the crowd,
mm-hmm.
you know. Like I played weddings by myself and, you know, play a lot of Hank Williams and Johnny Cash and stuff, and everybody likes that stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. That's some pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Jim's Country Laundry is one of your more recent projects, and that was the last time you were in the studio, you were here with them, and that is Lee from Feeding Leroy, and it's Joey, Bigfoot Joey.
Joey Flynn.
Joey Flynn on washboard.
He's Big Laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Lee is Big Country, and I'm Jim.
And you get to play fiddle in that one, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, I just play fiddle. Mm-hmm. Lee does most of the singing.
Mm-hmm.
If I catch my breath, I can sing some harmonies with him, but mm-hmm. I don't have to, so it's
nice.
It's real fun for me. We've never practiced, and I just let the gods take over, and I sit back and listen.
Mm-hmm. Well, in that one we were talking about when you were all here, it kind of came out of a jam, like a regular jam that happens.
We do a Sunday afternoon jam down at Wasco's by Lake Nebagamon.
Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much the practice right there.
Yeah, it's the practice.
Well, I love that because we were talking a little bit before we went on there, and you're saying that it's gotten a little tougher for you to sing now.
Yeah,
for health reasons.
I run out of breath sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So you prefer to, like, so you can do, you can't do what you did in your youth, like 4-hour solo yeah. sets. Was that something that you did?
Yeah.
And just could whip out the songs and just keep going?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and, you know, you take breaks, but.
Right, yeah. That still is a pretty impressive, to have that many songs at your disposal and to be able to maintain it for that long is pretty cool.
I remember when I finally had 40 songs down to memory and I could do a whole night. And I was pretty impressed with myself then.
And what were some of those songs back in the day? Are you still doing some of them, or was
it really different? Like, like The Boxer and Heart of Gold and Sweet Baby James, you know, some Hank Williams. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And at that time, did you ever imagine that you'd have hundreds of songs at your disposal?
I guess I didn't think about it.
It just happened.
It would have.
You just kept playing, and it kept happening.
It would have scared me if I thought about it.
Intimidating you? Intimidating? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't think about it, Jim.
Yeah.
I think the last band that I didn't mention was Minnesota Mice, and you say that that's another project that's active now or somewhat active. Okay. You're playing on Saturday, and as we mentioned, you're going to do an opening set, but then it's also going to be Jim's Country Laundry. So
yeah,
great. So you're going to keep, and you said you still have a regular gig, Sir Ben's, second Wednesday of every month.
Yeah,
right.
So, yeah, my friend Mike Thurin usually comes out and plays bass with me.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So
I feel like you've collaborated with pretty much everybody in the Duluth music scene at one time or another. Is that fair to say?
Nothing's fair.
But I've seen you with, you just were at Sacred Heart with Al Sparhawk. And apparently I missed when you did the Tom Waits tune, which I'm very angry with myself for walking out of the room at that point.
Uh-huh.
But apparently you did a Tom Waits tune in addition to doing Beast in the Yard.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen you with Galen Lee and of course, we were talking about Jamie Ness. And a couple of times ago, you were in here, and Joe Linzius was in here singing your praises. I was thinking I should have invited him today in honor of your anniversary, because he had so many kind things to say about you.
Uh-huh.
But I think that a lot of people have kind things to say about you. I've never heard the contrary in the music scene. So.
Well, I have.
Oh, okay. Well, I think we all have people that love us and people that maybe don't love us so much, and that's okay.
That's life.
Yeah, exactly. You were telling me, and you probably had told me this before, but I forgot, that you actually had been on KUMD like as a student and then
mm-hmm.
and then as a volunteer. So that's pretty cool. And that was in the 70s?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of show did you do?
Well, there's a folk and blues show, and there was like a midday variety mm-hmm. show that I used to do.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Did you learn about a lot of music that way?
Well, it was nice having access to the library.
Mm-hmm.
And I never stole any albums. Honest.
Wait, yeah. I don't know. The look on your face is making me wonder if I should believe you or not. I think we need to have a college radio. What is that called? Where there's no consequences. Like everybody just bring back the stuff that you took home and no questions asked.
Uh-huh.
We'll just have a day where everybody does that, and our library would probably double.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have a turntable at the time.
Oh, so thank goodness.
No reason to steal anything.
That's great. All right. Well, let's hear another one, Jim. What else do you want to play?
Let's see. How much time we got left?
We have as much time as you'd want. As I told you before we went on there, it's your Jim Hall, and it's your 50th anniversary, so you can just stay here all afternoon if you want.
No, I don't have enough money in the meter.
Good point. And they're pretty quick with the tickets out here, so we better move things along. What do you want to wrap up with here?
Let's see. Well, I guess I kind of wanted to do Beast in the Yard.
Yay!
That's one of my favorites.
Is it? And what do you particularly like about it? What makes a song your favorite? Is it? Turn down that
just,
guitar.
You know, the beast in the yard. I've always wondered, you know, it's like the beast in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And tried to figure out what they're talking about and stuff, you know.
Like Revelations?
Yeah.
Where nothing makes a lot of sense?
I forget. But anyway, it's, you know, it's, what is this beast, you know? And I think it's progress.
Mm.
And technology and all that stuff.
I've always really loved just the feel of the song, uh-huh. You know, in addition to the lyrics, but it just has a feel that I really, really enjoy. So
cool.
That's one, yeah.
Can't keep my mind off this beast in the yard. I used to dream of rivers. Now I dream of cars, seduction of the red and the crow. For this I've dug up my happy home. Can't keep my mind off this beast in the yard. With the right wheels, they say I'll go far. I don't have to pay for them right away. I can charge it and pay on payday. I'm just like you. Got this mark on me too. Can't keep my heart off this beast in the yard. I could buy love, put it on a card. But once a month I'm feeling low. The more I own, the more I owe. Can't keep my mind off this beast in the yard. Thinking it's grown too many heads and it's gone too far. When it breathes, it blows out smoke. The more it breathes, the more I choke. Like the song my dad sung, I got this mark on my lung. Can't keep my hands off this beast in the yard. I put it together and I tear it apart. With broken fingers I play the fiddle. Set of mountains and valleys I play the middle. Can't keep my eyes off this beast in the yard. Everywhere I look, both inside now, my soul is sold and my body consumed. And all this garbage is filling up my room. So I am the man. I got this mark on.
That is Jim Hall live from Studio A and his Beast in the Yard album, and that or song, I mean, which is on his album Under a Broken Sky. Is it anywhere else? I know you have a couple of tunes that are on various things. Is that the only place that one's available?
I think so.
Okay. Are those albums still available? Like if you, at the show, if people do not have them, will they be there?
I'll have some. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I got a lot of those Under a Broken Sky's left. I got maybe 40 or something left.
All right. Well, all right. Hopefully they'll be available Saturday night.
Yeah.
Sacred Heart Music Center. Anything else you want to play before we let you go? So I'm going to mention that show one more time. Jim Hall, 50th Anniversary Celebration, Sacred Heart Music Center, this Saturday from 7 to 10 with Jim and then Jim's Country Laundry.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say to the people of Duluth on your 50th anniversary in music?
Oh, I just love everybody. I do. I really do.
Well, we all, I know you're being funny here, but we all love you, Jim. Like, yeah. And you're such a great part of the Duluth music scene, and I've gotten so much enjoyment from seeing you through the
Thanks,
years. So
Christine.
Thank you so much.
And I love this radio show.
Awesome. Well, thank you, and thank you. You know, I'm always so amazed when I find out about the people that have been volunteers here or students here through the years, and it's so cool to know that there's so many people in the community that are part of the KUMD family.
So
we appreciate you coming back and sharing your music
Anytime.
With us. All right. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Emma Gilhausen, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.